Vinny, you did a broadcast just recently with Thomas Sheridan and James Corbett and Jay Widener, and that was some of the best radio that I've heard in a long time. I was listening to it late last night. Actually, my husband wanted to go to bed, and I was still listening to it, and I didn't want to leave. I didn't catch the last couple of, like, 20 or 30 minutes of it because I was being forced to go to bed. I was just riveted by this entire conversation. What prompted this?
Actually, I just asked Thomas Sheridan, you know, do you want to have a – if you wanted to do a show, bro, you know, just chuck me some names and I'll put it together. And he throws out this name, Jay Widener. He throws out this name, James Corbett, to have a roundtable discussion about psychopaths. And that's kind of who I am and what I do. I'm kind of like marijuana. I bring people together.
Sitting around at a table.
You know, pass it on, preferably to the left. And What was good about this this conversation is well, look at it this way. If you got one of these, just one of these guests by themselves is a really riveting conversation. Two of them, oh my God. But three, oh, frack.
Absolutely.
And you know what the worst thing about this is? When I was uploading these videos last night, the full version didn't work. So there's only the first hour there with Thomas Sheridan and Jay Widener, and the second hour with James Corbett joining us as well, ain't up there. And I don't know what caused that. And the conspiracy theorist within me.
Yeah. Psychopaths were listening to you.
Totally, bro. They're totes cray cray. And I was... I'm not paranoid, like, by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I'm past that kind of to a degree, or rather, I never actually really entered into it, because instead of paranoia, I normally use depression or rage in order to justify my existence, and I think. Maybe it's part of the fact that I'm really large, you know. I'm 6'4", so I determined a while ago, you know, I'm 6'4". What the hell can I hide from? Nothing, you know. No matter where I go, they will find me. So I would rather live my life free of fear, psychopathy, and scumbaggery, and instead make them afraid. Expose their scumbaggery. After all, it's people like Thomas Sheridan and Jay Widener who have experienced these people firsthand, and indeed can explain in intense detail what these things are about. But they didn't mention any of these personal stories on air. That was mostly off air, and I'm not going to publish those conversations because, look, it's not about censorship. It's about journalistic responsibility, okay? These men have literally put themselves on the line to expose a mentality or a parasite or whatever it is that you want to call it that is currently ruling the planet, okay? And as a direct result, there are certain things that they can't do or say on air for fear of retaliation. And they're right to fear the retaliation of psychopaths. As anybody who has ever dealt with a psychopath knows, they have no scruples. They don't have any rules that they abide by. No morals, no ethics. If you wanted to get revenge on somebody as a generally kind and decent person, and you've suddenly just been, you know, flipped off the handle and you feel that you want justice, so you want to destroy a scumbag's life or whatever, you know, you want to, I don't know, expose somebody as being a bad person, a liar, a thief, or a cheat, or an abusive scumbag, or somebody who's defamatory, or so on and so forth. There's ad infinitum reasons to be a reasonable person and want to expose a very, very bad, evil, disgusting person. The problem is, if you're exposing a psychopath, and instead of just a douchebag, they will retaliate in such a way that you cannot predict. You know why? Because you don't think like a psychopath. That's why you can't predict what they will do to you. You have morals. You have ethics. So there's certain things you won't do. For example, if you were really upset with somebody stealing your home or something like that, you know, you'd take them to court. You'd create a blog and tell the truth and get it out there to people. A psychopath would just kill the person. Or torture their children in front of them, you know? Like, whoa, step the frack back. You know what I'm saying? They'll start up websites about you, defaming your name. They literally want to destroy everything about you. They don't just want you to learn a lesson. They want you to be destroyed. If they had the ability to get away with murder, they'd kill you. Okay? If they had the ability to get away with kidnapping and raping your children, they'd do it. This is the kind of people that we're dealing with here. They're absolutely very, very dangerous.
And they are consumed by it. They think about you day and night. They have other people watching your every move. And it makes people who are trying to expose these people nervous because, like you said, they don't think like a sociopath or a psychopath, so they don't expect the retaliation from where it's coming from. It comes from places that they're not even paying attention to, and then all of a sudden they're in a situation that they don't understand how they got in there, and it's a serious situation that they don't even have time to think. They just have to react, and to put someone in that position is absolutely egregious. There's no word for that.
Actually, there is. It's a four-letter word, and it rhymes, and it's evil. And that's basically what psychopaths are. The old adage, you know, the dark versus the light, the black versus white sort of mentality, you know, in the Bible, demons, etc., that kind of thing. That is what these people most closely embody. And it is indeed in my opinion, a real manifestation of evil on this plane of existence. These people are suckers of Satan's lollipop, each and every one of them. And they deserve to be exposed. The problem is, if you expose them, you go down for doing so, and they won't wind up being exposed invariably a lot of the time. So one of the things that we was reiterated a number of times on the program, and I want to stress this to the audience, if you have a psychopath in your midst, somebody without a conscience, somebody who enjoys inflicting human suffering, somebody who is a deceptive scumbag, somebody who has a gaggle of scum cronies around them pretty much at all times because they're that frickin' vain, do not attempt to engage them. Do not attempt to bring them around. Run. Run your ass off. These people will frack up your life. And it doesn't matter whether or not they're offering you business opportunities or wanting to bring you on their radio shows or anything like that. Run. Run your ass. Nothing good can come from an interaction with these people. They are toxic, okay? They're a cancer on this world, a parasite of the soul, quite literally, in fact. One of the other interesting parts that came up in the conversation was surprising to me, a general agreement between these experts on psychopaths that they actually have a transmittable infection of the mind. They're actually capable of turning you into a psychopath. That was the scariest thing for me. And,
well, how is that accomplished?
Well, I don't know how it's accomplished, but they accomplish it nonetheless. The old adage of if you go to hell and you come back, you bring back hell with you. And this is what happens to it. In fact, I believe a lot of truthers, even some friends of mine, that they've had their head in the darkness for so long that it's corrupted their minds and they can no longer see the light. And this is something that I found intensely interesting, because those who are exposing psychopaths are actually in danger of becoming them through contact. This is something that I find very interesting, and that's why these psychopaths have these gaggle of scum following them around. You know, these are people who have, again, just like them, no scruples. Like, perhaps they never achieved any form of independence. Like, they never bothered to leave home, and they blame the world for their problems. And anybody who critiques them and said, you know what, you lied, you were really nasty to me, and that kind of stuff, that instead of going, you know what, I was actually a bit of a douchebag there, I'm sorry, they say, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, you know, and make it out like it's your fault. You know, these kind of people, we've all met them. Thomas Sheridan calls them proto-psychopaths. It's like, have you ever seen the film Blade, where they have what they called familiars, which are humans who serve the vampires, okay, in the hopes that one day they can be turned? That's kind of a filmographic version of what these people kind of are, these low, slovenly scum who want to obtain the evil, who want to be blessed with a lack of a conscience.
This is amazing, because it permeates. People get into relationships with people like this. They get into friendships and business deals with people like this. We have these people running our country and other countries. The puppets that they get to front their garbage are usually the minions that want to be part of it, and you can tell by the fact that Obama shows up in a small town with a 300-car entourage and 50 cops driving by. It takes like an hour for his entourage to drive by. That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, that's, I know he's the president. Yes.
That's psychopathic. And this is another thing that psychopaths love and can't get enough of, is an entourage. They feed off of human energy. They feed off attention. So they often have these large meetings that they always have to meet in person. Like, digital is not enough. These people need to be in the very presence of people. And I theorize that this might be because they realize that they're infectious, and they realize that they're capable of recruiting and deceiving new saps into their fold. But they can only do it in person. They're enchanting. They project this image of greatness, of respect, and so on and so forth. You know, you look up to them, sort of thing. Only once you realize what they are, what is behind those dull cow eyes, only once you're capable of identifying the behavioral patterns of a psychopath, can you even understand what it is that you are dealing with and decide whether or not you want to continue to be in their way. You know what I'm saying? And anybody, I believe, who chooses to engage these psychopaths in a positive way and just say, oh, well, you know, maybe they're just misunderstood, maybe psychopathy isn't really that bad, you are under the influence, okay? You've bought into their deception. This is something that they're incredibly talented at, is deceiving en masse. These are the kind of people who crave admiration from other people, all right? So you'll find these people in the power centers of society. The American Medical Journal states that there were a number of different places, a number of different careers that you're most likely to find them, which would be business, entertainment, politics, religious gurus, and lawyers. because those are positions of trust. And psychopaths love to deceive people into trusting them.
And the people that hang around them, it appears that they might have issues with liking being abused. You know, I know that's terrible English, but that they enjoy being abused, that they identify, unless they're being abused, they don't feel like they're loved or cared for.
It's more like they're easily manipulated, and psychopaths are master manipulators. So it's one on top of the other, and it often actually stems from abuse in your past. If you've been abused and people haven't shown you love, you've got nothing to compare it to. So you think that this is just the way it is kind of thing. So you put up with it, much like a beaten wife syndrome or whatever it's called. And that's the really sad thing, really, is because these people are such scum, and it's not necessarily their fault that they turned into scum. It's probably environmental and their parents and things like that. And a psychopath uses that to their own advantage. Like, let's say somebody come out and expose a psychopathic radio show host or something like that. What he'll do is they'll get a group of his crony scum to come out and say things about you, defame you, set up fake websites, make videos or do radio broadcasts where the entire point of it is to isolate you, essentially. And we'll talk about more of that when I come back from break.